It's Thursday, June 4th, America.
Hey, this is Romo from the Urban Rant. You know, I'm an expert on nothing, but I have an opinion about everything. And today's opinion is about the IMF and China. I mean, first off, let me just say this. You know, Glenn Beck likes to sensationalize a little bit, just like everyone else. And it's really bugging me this week about IMF and China and how, you know, China's going to be buying up all the gold around the world. And, you know, thing is that IMF... You know, they've had these, you know, sales announcements in the past. All it did was drive the price of gold down. It never really resulted in any kind of sales. So, you know, I don't know why this is being kind of, you know, like secretively, you know, blown out of proportion. It really isn't that big of a deal. You know, the all-in price for gold is between $700 and $800 about a year ago. It's trading right now for about a little over $900. So there isn't like... they're going to make $1 trillion at any of this, you know, from the gold mines perspective. You know, and China's 1.2 trillion or 1.9 trillion or whatever huge number it is in cash reserves. It's, you know, lock, stock, and barrel with a dollar denomination in assets, mainly treasury bonds. And if anyone's paying attention, they'll know that, you know, China's getting away from those old treasury bonds. I got to give it to those Chinese, man. They are smart people. You know, they aren't going to, you know, dump us like a cheap trick, but boy, they sure are pulling away. And I can't really blame them. You know, they've, you know, called out for a new international monetary fund rather than, you know, it being backed, you know, using the U.S. dollar as the standard, again, with a link to gold. See, they're smart. You know, they've been increasing their own gold reserves by 75% as of late. They buy about half of their local gold mine outputs as to not inflate the price of gold on world markets. Again, damn smart people. You know, let me give you a little comparison. Obama, who has been injecting $40 billion a day in the first 100 days, you know, has inflationary impacts. Why? The outlook for Americans is stagflation, baby. High inflation and no unemployment. You know, all that money getting thrown into the economy, money we don't have, remember, because, you know, they all like to say, we need China, we need China. You know, they're looking to move their gold reserves up to 500%. Or to about 5,000 metric tons. You know, the golden rule here, folks, he who has the gold rules. That's been my rant for today. Catch up with you later.